the legend, the icon, Miss Dionne Warwick. And we're back. This is the Soul Savage Show, coming to you live every Thursday on Studio W, the Buzz, your global radio network. And this is Q-Lynn, E.B., and Whitney. Hey, guys. Live in living color, Soul Savage Show.
Woo!
Hey. That was one hell of a intro there, Will. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I've been working on it all about 15 minutes here now.
I like that. I like that. Welcome back to Soul Savage Radio, everybody. As you just heard, Q-Lynn and I had the honor of interviewing this icon, like Will said, the legend, Dionne Warwick, and it is probably one of the most memorable experiences of my life, and I'm sure it probably is for Q-Lynn as well, first of all, because she's Dionne Warwick, I mean, that alone, but she was so down to earth and so gracious with her time, and even making sure that we actually got the interview. She is so amazing, man. So amazing.
It was a really good interview.
I just came through the door. I don't know.
My bad. He just walked through the door.
It's a long story. I ain't got time to tell it, but go ahead with y'all talking about.
It sounds like she's a little preoccupied. Sounds like Q-Lynn's a little preoccupied. What's going on there?
People keep knocking on the door, and I told them to leave me alone while I'm recording.
Oh.
I'm getting frustrated. Go ahead.
Is it Halloween? Yeah, they knocking.
Or is that a
spot? No, it's people that work here. Go ahead. Go ahead. What y'all talking about?
I was just saying, just how amazing it was to be able to interview Dionne, and I was telling everybody how gracious she was with her time, and even in making sure that we got the interview, just how she, I mean, she was just, for a legend like Dionne Warwick, you expect them to have like a million assistants and everything, but even when she had to postpone, she called us personally to tell us, and then she made sure that that time was carved out, and today you don't find many artists who would do that, but especially a legend like Dionne Warwick is just not something you'd expect.
Yeah, definitely a true professional, and yeah, it's only rare artists and singers that do that, because most of the time they'll have their people call me or email anybody that scheduled the interview to handle that. Usually it's not the singers, but yeah, she was, yeah, real, like what he said, gracious with her time. I was appreciative of it, because she could have just been like, whatever, because she had like a long, it seemed like she had a long day, so she could have, which I didn't hear in the audio, she told us that she was on her way to a dentist appointment while she was doing it. So she was on her way there. She had got all the signal. Called us from the airplane, and you could hear like the plane taking off when she was on the phone. I was like, oh, okay. And then it was a little bit of a wait, but yeah, like I was just waiting for it to happen, and then she randomly popped on, and I was ready to go. That's why you gotta. Mm-hmm. I had my notes prepared. It took a long time for for that interview to go, because we were sitting. I was so all over the place. I had so much to do, and then it was just sitting there waiting, and then I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep these headphones on and wait. Then as soon as it happened, I was like, okay, let's get to it. Get it out the way, whatever. But yeah, it was I've never been in the moment in the interview, but then I was like, I wasn't really nervous. It was just, I'm always like, okay, I need to get this done after I do this. Okay, do this, and so. But when she was talking, I was mostly just listening to her, so. I was really in the moment, because most of the time I'm just thinking about a bunch of stuff I got to do while I'm interviewing people, but that one was where I was really, like, paying attention, like the ADD kind of kicked off. I need to talk to Dionne Warwick more, is basically what I'm saying, because my ADHD people be cut off. Like, I mean, like, my brain be all over the place when people be talking, so she made me calm. It's sort of meditative a little bit, so I need to talk to Dion more, listen to more of her music so I can be in a meditative space. Well, you were saying, so what were you saying before I came in abruptly?
Oh, I was just saying that it was a really good interview.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It was, I didn't realize it was that short because we were trying to look at the time, and then I was just trying to like answer my questions, and then she, you know, didn't make it difficult because some some people you interview, they long, very long-winded. And I can say Miss Dion Warwick wasn't long-winded at all, so I appreciate that.
And
sometimes like it's like, you know, because it feels like people got a lot of pent-up energy, and so when they talk to people, they like they go on for days, and it's like, okay, yeah, we on the time clock. Mm-hmm. I need you to wrap this up.
She was real with it, and I think a lot of what you were saying about being in the moment was, you know, when you have an artist of, you know, that stature, you know, someone who has been around forever, and not just been around forever, but been successful forever, and is still successful, like, you kind of want to soak that up. So, like, as she's talking, you're soaking up every word and you're listening to it because you know that this is a once in a lifetime thing. And it's crazy how short it was because it's like, in the moment it seemed like we were talking to her forever and I was just so happy. Like I was smiling and I was like, oh man, like I was sitting up straight and I was smiling like, you know, man, Dion Warwick, like this is she is amazing. Ms. Warwick, if you are listening, thank you again. Like you did not have to do what you did for us, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm appreciative. I'm appreciative of her team. Shout out to I go put all the stuff out there, but thank you to her team for contacting me and setting this up and just getting all this done. They're like real professionals. This is how you know, like, people have been in the business for a while because they're very efficient with getting stuff done, and they were all efficient. So I know they're listening in, so to Dion Warwick's team, thank y'all for the interview, and I'm appreciative. It's just good to be in contact with people that, you know what they're doing and are professional, you know, and just get the job done, because that's what it's about. It's not about, you know, all this, and that, because I'm not, you know, so sadness, this is an independent publication. Like, I'm not mainstream at the least. Like, all this is funded by myself, so it ain't, you know, I ain't got no whole team, you know. I got maybe 10 people. It's like most mainstream publications, they got like 200 people on staff. I only got like 12 people. That's it. That handle the website stuff and all that stuff. So the fact that, you know, I got, you know, we could get the same people that, you know, these other mainstream publications could get was pretty cool. And just attest to that, you know, you put out quality, then, you know, the right people will hear about it and see it. You know, you ain't gotta like have like a big ass social media following and be like, you know, million followers and all that shit. Because if it's good, you just keep putting it out until, you know, the right people gonna see it. And that's pretty much what this was. Because I wasn't expecting this interview; it just dropped in my lap. So I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate the people that like listening to good music, soul music, and like us. Educating y'all on, or those that are willing to listen to different artists that you weren't really fond of or didn't really know about. So, oh yeah, we got, if you want to get some savvy updates, but yeah, thank you, Miss Dion Warwick. That was a treat. Y'all got anything to add to that? We go to savvy updates real quick.
Just real quick, what you were saying about, you know, your team being small, but the quality of the show, like it's, quality over quantity. So, like you said, the fact that you can come to Soul Savage show right here on Studio W, and you can hear interviews with people like Dion Warwick, who is also doing interviews for major productions. I mean, it says a lot about your grind and everything going on with Qlin Green and Soul Savage.
I appreciate, yeah, it's like, it's work, and then everybody that's on the show as well. So, I appreciate y'all, you know, doing the show and helping, like, TV taking, like, literally, it was only like, they said like 20 minutes. And so, Whitney, my bad. I thought you were at work. That's why, you know, I hope
you did it.
And then we were waiting for a while, so I didn't want it to be like awkward for you to be like, hey, I gotta go teach these bad kids and keep them from eating eraser boards or something like that.
But,
I don't want you to feel awkward being in an awkward space because it was a pretty lengthy wait. So, but yeah, you were in mind. I was like, oh man, but yeah, thank Evie for like just being a trooper because I thought he was going to hate because it was like literally Whitney, me and Evie were on the line. We didn't say nothing because we was preoccupied doing whatever we were doing. And I tell you, I'm like, I don't talk like that. So it's like, okay, I get to the point. And it's like, and then it was like every 20 minutes, Q-Lin, you all? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, we was able to just do that because, like, I was working. I know Q-Lin was doing other stuff. So I was like, well, let me hurry up and work. And I was scared. Like, my boss was going to be like, I need to talk to you now. And I was like, I ain't going nowhere until I talk to Dionne Warwick. Like, nope. And we was able to just sit on it and wait. And it was, like, silence where we could just, I was checking to make sure she was there. But it wasn't awkward silence. It was just like, oh, I know she's doing her thing. I'm over here doing my thing. It was great.
Yeah, that's what it was. Like I didn't have to feel in this space. I'm not a talky person. I was like, I didn't have to small talk him. I was like, okay. I was like, he preoccupied. I'm preoccupied. Okay, let's do our thing. And then it's like, okay, you stood there. Because I would hear random noises, and I'd be like, is that you? Or is that Miss Ward? I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I was like, that's not you. Okay. All right. I'll go back to what I was doing. Yeah, it was just that. It was just sitting there waiting. It was pretty calming just doing that because it gave me time to, like, do other stuff while we were waiting and stuff like that. And then it was time to go. It was like, okay, turn it on. Let's go get it done and then get it over with. But, yeah, thank you for that because you have to, like, be online because you could have been doing something else. But you was like, I'm going to stay on the line for Miss Ward.
I was like, oh, I'm staying on the line. I don't care what happens. I'm not hanging up.
He was like, nah. I was like, okay. I was like, all right. I was waiting because I was like, yeah, that was a pretty memorable interview, and I appreciate, like I said, the team and Ms. Warwick for taking time out to do it because, you know, time is limited for everybody. So it's like, you know, when people carve out time for you, it's a pretty big deal. So I don't try to waste people's time. So I appreciate everybody involved with the interview, especially Will. I'm sorry for getting that to you late. It was so much that's happening, and it was like I was hoping I sent the right clip, because it took me forever. So people listening to this, that's it's going to be, I know it's posted up, when y'all hear it on soulsavage.com, I want y'all to share this damn interview whenever we get this recording. Y'all better, that's listening right now, y'all better share this damn interview with everybody, because it took me 4 hours to edit that shit down, because I had to format it to all the people that's into, like, computer stuff. I had to format it. It was an M4A format file, and I had to make it into an MP3 so y'all can hear this. So y'all better share this shit, because it took me 2 hours to do that, to format to MP3 file, and then I had to, that was just to format it, and then I had to edit it. Like an hour and 30 minutes of audio. Like, yeah, y'all better share the shit out of this. I'm gonna share this interview. Like, y'all better get ready. Then follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, whatever, because I'm gonna be posting this shit all day. As long as it took me to post, oh yeah. I would be going crazy with all the promotionals. It took me forever to update that shit. I mean, and doing all the editing and shit. So I hope y'all enjoy it whenever y'all hear it. Just saying, I appreciate it to the ones that listen to this Soul Savage radio show. I'm just saying, I need y'all to go overboard and share this Dionne Warwick interview because it was pretty good, and hopefully you learned something from it. So we're going to get to the questions real quick, and then we're going to go to break after we read these. I got at least five of them, and I'm going back a little bit. Some of y'all have been hitting me up with, here's the thing, some of the artists that y'all know, I don't know. So some artist named Blueface, I'm vaguely familiar with that person. People like that, I don't really listen to, and I don't really keep up with the topics or whatever drama they got going on. And so apparently, this guy slept with, this is like in September, I'm looking back. They asked, what do you think of Blueface sleep? Said that he admitted that he sleeps with 1,000 women or something is saying, wouldn't we think of that, that he says that he sleeps with 1,000 women a month or something like that. They say, what do we think of that? Is that raggedy?
What do we think about that?
Blueface.
Whitney, do you know who Blueface is?
I'm sitting over here googling, like, what song he sings?
So none of us know who Blueface is, but what? So he said he sleeps with 1,000 women a month.
It says that he slept with 1,000 women. He says in the past. Hold on, let me pull it up. He says, "What do y'all think of Blueface? He's admitted on the neighborhood Real 92.3 show that he claims he slept with 1,000 women in six months. Damn. and they're quoting it, and he says that I didn't have a. It's like sometimes it might be a threesome, might be a foursome. I didn't have a fivesome. And it says me and four girls. It was pretty hard. And it says." What do y'all sorry to end on that. I don't know if that was a play on words. It's a quote. So I don't know if that's her quote or his quote. But pretty hard. But yeah. It says, what do you think of that? And you think that's Raggedy News? Oh, Raggedy Newsworthy. That's what she said.
Oh, is it Raggedy Newsworthy? Okay. So look. I was in D.C. for 10 years and, my time in D.C., I probably make, Blueface look like a virgin.
Go from classy elegance talking about Dion Warwick to this. I shouldn't even pull it. I need to scream these emails before I pull them up because I was not expecting this. I don't even know where to go from this.
I mean, is it Raggedy that he did it? No. Yeah. Is it Raggedy that like he's like bragging about it and talking about it, I guess it's for publicity, because he's probably lying. Well, maybe it's a little raggedy, but, you know, I mean,
it's his, it's going to be his person, and chlamydia on him, so it ain't really affecting
him. He's the one that's going to be on, you know, medication and stuff, and I
just want to remind you can't cure all STDs. Right. I just want to put that out there. You can't take a pill to fix all of them. So raggedy or not, like this is
with
that many people. That's true. That's 150 a month. Like this.
I should definitely screen this before I pull this up.
You would have nothing left. Like this, that would be it. Like that's not.
I was gonna say this is a horrible transition. I should have screamed in there when he got
pulled
it up.
My storage is empty. He is all. He done. Like, I mean,
wait. Let me Google.
If you can do it, do it. But
see if I believe
Google real quick. But also, like, do you have kids? Because if you got kids. And you're bragging about this.
1,000 women.
Like,
people a day or something?
You gotta take care of them.
Listen, I tried to figure out the math on that. 1,000 in 6 months. That gotta be 6 people in one day.
Well, he said he does five. So I guess at that rate, maybe.
Six
and
times,
technically, he's talking about sleeping with all these women in like foursomes and fivesomes.
Yeah.
He probably ain't doing nothing. They probably sleeping with each other, and he probably finished way before they finished, so. Man,
that's all I'm saying. That just doesn't, like, I'm not, that's not impressive to me. That's not, like, that's why I don't know who he is, because he says stuff like that. That's the only reason I know
what
who
he
looking
is. Like? I'm looking at a guy.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. Curly top.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he all right looking. He looked like the light-skinned dude that I used to go to high school with. That's what he looked like.
He looked like he's 12.
It's a bunch of kids at PC West. I used to go to high school with dudes like him. That played basketball.
He's 12 years old, and he's going to ask you if you got games on your phone.
Oh, that's the dude that made that Tatiana song.
He was in a video with him.
That's the one that rap off beat. Dang, he rap terrible. He worse than that nigga raps is terrible. He rap off beat. Okay, he probably finished quick. Because his songs ain't even on rhythm. I know your sex game ain't on rhythm because your raps ain't on rhythm.
Sorry to this man, Blueface.
I heard one of his songs. He on the offbeat for real. I don't know what rhythm he be listening to. It's like he just go in and start rapping and don't hear the playback while he rapping. That's what it sounds like.
Wow.
I heard that one song.
Wow.
I know he did. They said that it's a spike in the sexually transmitted disease. They said it's the highest it's supposed to be. I think he's accumulated all the spike in that.
I don't think it's raggedy, but him bragging about it and stuff, yeah, that's a little raggedy to me because he lying.
I mean, he's I guess he's successful or whatever, and, you know, I guess he's
we don't even know who he was.
Nah, listen, it's like some young kids, ages, my nieces and nephews that listen to this crappy-ass music because they listen to all that bullshit. So if I ask one of them, they definitely probably know who this is.
They all that
Busted
Down Tatiana. I know y'all heard this.
Yeah, that's the
that's who this is. Like that's literally the only thing I know that he ever put out. Like
This is a horrible transition. I just found a different question. This is awful. Oh, it's one question you wasn't here whenever answered. They asked, what's our best and worst job? What's your best and worst job, Whitney?
Oh, man. My first job was the worst one. Pushing carts. I was the cart person. You know, before they had, like, the electric thing that you can put on the carts and then push them down.
That was your job? Like, just pushing carts all day?
Yeah, that was this was my first job at 16. So I think I was there for 6 to 8 months. I worked my way up to cashier.
Wow.
And that was exciting. That was so exciting.
I had a horrible joke right there. Like,
so wait, you were pushing carts for six to eight months.
Listen,
I know you got Serena Williams' arms. I'm an arm wrestler.
Wasn't nobody coming at me. It wasn't even phasing me after a while. That was the worst. That was the worst. My best job, though. I think about that. I don't know if I've hit my best job yet. I don't think I've done that yet. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's happened yet.
Uh-oh.
Wow, really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't had a job in... Mm-hmm. I mean, wait.
She said that. I mean,
how long is your working career? What's the span of that? How long have you been working?
Since 16. I've had some really good jobs. I'm just saying, I don't think I've got to, that dream yet.
Why are you talking about a dream job? I was talking about the best job.
Out of all the ones that you've had, which one is your favorite?
You can kill stuff on the job and then you don't have to,
That's not why this one is my best one.
You quit acting like you don't know what I'm talking about.
The job I had before that was a legit job. Like, I was never hungry at that job. If you've ever worked at a place that always got good food, you know what I'm saying. I never had to worry about food over there. Y'all know how much money I made.
Oh, my God. My refrigerator used to be stocked with all kinds of shit I had at my job.
Damn.
I never had to go grocery shopping maybe twice a month because I would keep up. I start eating leftovers until I was in college because I was broke as shit. I would take old food. They'd be like, "Oh, you want to take this home?" But then after a while, you get tired of it. And it's like when I started working some other jobs and I could afford to pay. I mean, pay for food weekly. It was like, man, that's these leftovers. But yeah, I remember I used to work in a grocery store. Man, I would just be making sense. I would go down each aisle get shit to make sandwiches with. You're like, okay, I need this. I need some bread. Okay, let me go down the bread aisle. And I need some meat. And then
some people call it stealing.
So I would go to the meat department and they would give me food too. So I would get stuff from them. They'd be like, and we'd be trading off shit. Like I would give them hey, cook this for me. And we'd be trading it off like we was doing a drug deal or something. We'd be like, hey, we'd be looking out for the manager. We'd be like, Hold on, I think he's coming through here. Okay, he gone. Here, take this and make this.
Some people go to prison for that.
They didn't give me their food. They was cooking. They used to hook me up with food all the time. That was a good job, man. I used to just go down the aisle and get whatever I want and just just if I wanted to make a sandwich, I'd make a sandwich. If I wanted to make some noodles or something, I would go down the aisle and get it. And listen, I was there all day, okay? 8 hours of work, okay? You can at least feed me while I'm here. And we didn't get discounts. So we had to play full price for it.
We didn't get discounts. It was called stealing.
It was called stealing. That's what it's called. Some
call
people
call it whatever you. I call it my stomach pool. That's what I call it. That's what my stomach was. I didn't pay for shit. I paid maybe $2 for a drink, and then it was like after that I would be like I would add a bunch of stuff in it. I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna take the rest of this in the bag, but I'm gonna pay for these drinks, and then I'm gonna. Man, and then there was one job where we had a 50% discount, and I was like, no, this is going to be 100% because I'm here all day. The manager, that's that job I told y'all that the manager would leave from 2 to 5, and so I'd be like, hey, I'll tell one of the cooks, hey, make me that Alfredo or make me that spaghetti. Put it through the oven and let me know when it's done, and then I come get it or whatever. And I never paid for it. And then they would do the same thing too. The only people that got free food was the managers, and I felt like I was in a manager's position.
But you weren't no manager.
I was taking care of the store. So I felt like I was taking care of the store, so I deserved a free meal. So that would be my routine.
You promoted yourself.
Yeah, listen, you called it stealing. My stomach was full. I didn't walk for nothing the rest of the day. I was good. It would hold me over until I got home. Listen, any job that I had was food related. I'd never paid full price. I would pay maybe a couple of times just to throw them off and not think I was stealing all the time, because that's how you do. To cover it up, it's like, okay, I'm going to pay a few times, and then the rest of these is back here. So, man, that grocery store job was fun, because I would just go down the aisles making food. I would just get whatever. Oh, I need this. Let me get this. I think I need this at home. Let me get this. I'll be getting spices and stuff off. Well, I'm going to make this when I get home. I would take that off today.
I'm glad kids don't listen to this show. I'm glad kids don't listen to this show. That's stealing.
Happy Halloween. Yeah. that was a fun job. But we got like 10 minutes. We're going to go to break. 10 minutes before we go to break, I was going to ask Halloween. Have y'all been, happy Halloween to all those that like celebrate or whatever. If you're taking your kids out there, you know, with the costumes and all that stuff, if the adult is dressed up, I like seeing that. Like, I'm not a participant of it, but I like seeing it. You know, people having fun. Even though they kind of disrupted my evening a little bit being in the middle of the street when I was trying to go to the bank. Like, listen, we need y'all to figure out what y'all doing. And y'all need to get a formal line and then go across the street, because these brakes in this rental car is about
100%. That's when you turn in the brandy and you just...
Listen, these brakes is not 100%, and this is not my car, so if something happens, that's on you. So I need y'all to pay attention out there in these streets. If y'all, especially when I fix the lead from here, y'all better have some hazard lights around y'all kids. Why y'all passing these streets? If y'all still out here in the middle of the night, hopefully, do people go trick-or-treating during the day, or they still go at night? What's a respectful time? Because this is school week, so that y'all should
like
go
right
in during the day.
I just had a couple knocks at my door.
They started going earlier now. Yeah. In my building, we had they took a list at the front desk, and you had to write your apartment number on it if you want people to, you know, trick-or-treat at your house. And I damn sure ain't write my name, because if I hear one knock, I'm calling the police. And it's harassment. Like, I don't have no candy in here. All I got is whiskey and gin. And if your kid can't drink that, if you ain't got nothing picked up and match that, then don't knock on my door.
EB, go call it.
But I hope they have a happy Halloween.
Oh my goodness. You can call the cops on the kid.
I hope they have a happy Halloween.
Listen.
But not at your house.
I went trick or treat when y'all were kids. Who went trick or treat when they were kids? I went one time. I think I was like 15.
Oh, that's too old.
You grew up in a Christian household. Yeah. You know, they be like, that's the devil's holiday. You had to celebrate that holiday.
I didn't go
until I was like 15, so I went with my mom, but she is not a Christian.
Not even to the church, though.
She didn't give a shit.
Dang.
No, oh, no, 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 we didn't go to that either, because she didn't like, oh, shit, I'm putting too much business. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about that, but I'm just going to say certain people she wasn't fond of, and so, yeah, it's a whole situation. Yeah. I'm going to put it on blast. Like, if y'all ask me off air, I'll tell y'all. I can't say it on air.
Gotcha.
Because if I meet some people, my whole family listening in, I don't want them, you know, sprinting around, you know, arm up, be like, you got to get on that show. Because it'll spread quick. I don't need them conversations in my life. I'm still trying to block some of the people on Facebook. But anyway, we didn't do it with kids because she thought it was the devil's holiday and all that stuff. And anything related to, if it's in church, she thought it was blasphemous to do it in church. So, so yeah, even if it was in church, she didn't give it, she did not care at all. But yeah. I went one time when I was 15, and I didn't work. I think I worked. I forgot who I was. It was so long ago, I forgot. But what's your favorite Halloween costume? If it's current, your adulthood or whatever, if y'all wear costumes.
Oh, perfect, because I still do. I mean, this is probably the first Halloween that I haven't dressed up yet. I know my friends are together now, and they were, like, doing costumes and stuff, so I might meet up with them later. But I had two. One of them... I was, oh, this is so bad. It was the year that, Michael Jackson died. And I went as Dr. Conrad Murray. And I just,
it was a bad choice, but people loved it. I just had, like, I wore scrubs.
I had like pills, bottles on it, and I had blood everywhere.
Shit.
It was just crazy. So that was one. And, another, maybe it's a tie. Cause then I had two others where I was, football players. And I really, that got me a lot of phone numbers. The football player, costumes. They got me a lot of phone numbers. So it's between the football players and Dr. Conrad Murray. Dr. Conrad Murray was funny though. Like certain people was like, they thought it was funny and they got it, but certain people was mad and they just thought I was the most vile human being. And I was just like, well, okay, but you know, you knew who I was.
Yeah, there's no in between on that one. You either like somebody or you don't.
Yeah, you definitely about to go to hell for that. You're going to double hell.
I mean, you know.
Oh my God. Winnie,
what's yours?
My top two, both as adults, because I didn't have a choice on my outfit as a kid. Because as Julian pointed out, I wasn't even supposed to be dressing up at that time. So begrudgingly, my mama would put me in an outfit and it would never be the one I wanted. So I was like Snow White for like 7 years in a row. Kid you not. But as an adult, when I got to take my time back, I went as a cat, a black cat.
Dr. Conrad Murray pills to be football day.
Yeah, I left all those things alone. Did do the controversial ones as an adult. I was a black cat 1 year. That was a real fun one because I had all, like, you know, real fitted stuff, and I had a long tail and the ears and everything. And then another year, I was a blue jay. So me and my friends each went as a different bird, made our own tutus. And then we had corsets for the top. And I had fake eyelashes and all of that. So that was a lot of fun. That one was.
I think I dressed up as a left eye. Halloween. Because I had the patch and everything. I made the patch. It didn't take me that long to do that. I found an eye patch, and then I had put a condom. I put like two condoms around it, and then I had a hat where I had condoms. I had a belt around my hat, like a little small loop that had condoms around it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that was the thing. That's what she did. And then then 1 year I dressed up as, I can't remember, but I remember for sure I dressed up as Left Eye when their first album. I got like the condoms and stuff and all that on there. Had some overalls on. I forgot what else, but yeah, it was fun. I went to a 90s party. It was pretty good. But yeah. And then I went trick or treat. The crazy thing is, I went to the good neighborhoods, like, it was, they had all the good candy. That thing is true. if you go to like the nice parts of wherever you live, like they got the best candy, and they was giving us king size bars, like, and they had just started making them, and they, I was like, oh shit, and then we had a whole bunch of candy. I remember we got that, and we went home. I didn't share none of my candy with nobody. Wait, no, I think my mama wanted some of our candy. She wanted a little bit. She didn't take a whole bunch, because I had like a whole bowl full of candy. And I think, I don't even think I went through the whole thing. I think I finally threw it away because it was so much in there. But yeah, what, have y'all, like your little cousins and nieces and nephews to trick or treating, or y'all let their mamas and daddies deal with it?
I never have. Only because, I mean, I don't live where any of my nephews or my niece live, so I've never taken them. And I don't think I would. I don't like kids, so I don't think I would. I mean, I'm just being real. I just, look,
yeah,
I'm being honest.
You know yourself. There's nothing wrong with
I'm
that.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I know. Kids love me, though, which is weird. Kids love me. But I'm typically not a, like, it'll be too much for me. It won't be no liquor there. Then everybody eating candy and they got chocolate and they just want to touch you.
A 7 year old knocking back whiskey.
Hey, that's right.
At the 10 to 8.
Oh,
the 10 to 8.
Had
a hard day at school.
Right.
Yeah. No, we don't need that. I used to take Haley trick or treating. Like, I kind of forgot about that until just now. Oh, no! And I would go to all the neighborhoods with the really big houses, just like y'all.
I tell her, she used to say stuff like, is that all the candy you got?
No, I swear to God. Look, you know our mama.
But
you know our mama.
Satisfied with the portion she was giving. That's all you got. You ain't got no more candy. That's all you got.
Not her. But at those neighborhoods, the neighborhoods that I took Haley to, no, she was sick. She was sick. We always came home with enough, more than enough.
Would she say happy Halloween or something? What was it? Or she just said, put it in the bag.
If I was taking her, she would have been like 9. Yeah, she would have been around 9. So she knew to say trick or treat, but it would be funny because she would run back to the car and be like, I'd be like, what you get? And she'd show me what she had. I was like, okay, that looks good. So we can go to this house next. Because I seen a whole bunch of kids come out, and it looked like their bags was real heavy. So let's go over here. Like, I tried to really make it a fun thing because she was getting to go to those areas because I was old enough to drive. And my parents were like, oh, we can do, like, the stuff at the church. But I did it to try to, you know, I didn't have anybody driving me around.
What are they giving out at the church? They giving out, like, pumpkin pies and stuff, like, real...
They gave out good candy.
And they
had,
like, hot dogs and all type of extra stuff. Like,
yep. Chunky
cars
had, like,
games.
Loves during
this time of year.
Yeah, it was real. It was good. We was bombing for apples. I wouldn't put my, I wouldn't do that. That was nasty. I was like, ew, that's nasty in the water. Ew, looking at them like it was crazy.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I didn't need no practice, but, Will.
Oh my God, it's out of break. Will, we need you.
You want to tell your story you just told me, and we're going to go to break.
Oh, yeah, I was just telling you, know, I used to, at one time, well, a couple times, I went out to Halloween parties, right? And I got some gray for my hair, and I dressed up as a dirty old man with bad intentions, you know, passing out candy to all the girls.
Sugar Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar Pimp. Daddy Will.
Pimpin' for the future.
Pimpin' Will. Pimpin' Brown. That's what we call you. Pimpin' Brown.
Sure. I had on.
Pimpin' Brown.
I had on a plaid. Had on a plaid sport coat and California glasses. You know those big ones? And candy sticking out of my pocket. You know, I'm walking. Hey, little girl, you want some candy? You know? I mean, you know.
Oh. Yeah. He was like, he's out there getting it. He said he gonna get a trick and a treat.
That's all of it.
He said, I'm getting a trick and a treat at the same time.
That's it.
Hilarious.
Oh my God.
We're gonna break mad at him. We're gonna go to break, and when we get back, we're gonna do 6 minutes of rage when we come back.
Dionne Warwick, how can I tell him? All right, and this is the Soul Savage Show, folks. We are back. Soul Savage Show. Q-Lan, E.B., and Whitney. Hey, guys, you know, I think I'll pull out that old, you know, player sport coat I was telling you about. Might go out
Player
check
sport. Let's see
if I can
definitely
find.
Got the theme music. That Dionne Warwick song definitely theme music for you.
I'm telling you right now. Oh my goodness! Up now, 6 minutes of rage. And smoke. Bueno, man, if you haven't heard, California is on fire. If you guys know, back in 2018, 8.8 million acres burned out here in California. And that was compared to, it was down a little bit. 2017, it was 10 million acres. Oh, this latest fire up in Northern California, the Mendocino fire. Oh my goodness. That fire alone burned 459,000 acres alone. Fires east, west, north, south, all around us. One just broke out about 15 minutes from the station last night. I just found out about it this morning. Oh my goodness. I'm glad it didn't get close enough. Oh my goodness. Giuliani says Trump will not turn on him. Hey, I got something for you, Rudy the Rat. Don't drop the soap. Oh my goodness. He says that Trump has always been loyal to him, and he's a great guy. Impeachment hearing is official, folks. Have you ever seen any men? I mean, the worst thing in the world, to hear a man whine like a wimp. These Republican senators, they're all boo-hoo. The process, they didn't say anything about the substance, did they? Oh, my. And then you've got Gooseneck McConnell. You got Left Eye Lindsey Graham, Mike the Swamp Rat Pence. Then you got Pompeo and Barr. These greaseballs, man, they have no idea. You know, the Keystone Cops will make a better case. Okay. Oh, my goodness. He's bending them over, folks. He is bending them over. He's bending over the Republican senators for cash. Cash for senators. Hey, he's pimping them on political prostitutes. Trump is accused of bribery after urging donors to support senators. Now, if you guys wonder, how in the world? The information is right there before your eyes. Are you dumb? Are you stupid? Are you evil? Well, it could be all of the above, but they want the cash. Trump is bribing them with cash, you see, because Trump this year has raised over $300 million, right? And they need him to help, they need him to help them raise money, right? Now he said, look, okay, we're going to share some of the cash. I'm going to give you an example right now. President Donald Trump, who is facing formal impeachment inquiry in the House, has leveraged his fundraising network to boost the campaigns of struggling Republican senators. There's your answer right there. Follow the money. A resolution condemning impeachment proceedings in a move that one former White House lawyer has suggested is a felony. Bribery, Mr. Orange Mushroom, is a felony. Politico reported that on Wednesday, Trump's re-election campaign contacted, check this out, its long list of email lists of donors for contributions that would be divvied up between him and Senators Cory Gardner, Joni Ernst, and Tom Tillis. Their messages on the Republicans' fundraising platform. These clowns don't even have a sense enough to even hide it. Okay? Yep, they said if we post strong numbers, fundraising numbers, if we do not, we won't be able to defend the president from these baseless impeachment witch hunt. All right. Boy, Trump is also set to attend and support fundraising events for Republican senators seeking re-election. I told you, follow the money, including a fundraising lunch for Senator David Perdue in Atlanta next week, at which those attending are asked to donate up to $100,000. All right. Oh, Lev Parnas, Igor. Now, check this out, folks. Don't ever name your son Igor, all right, unless he's a goon. Igor Fruman, okay, was involved, okay, and two other guys, right, involved in an illegal campaign, all right, to open up dispensaries in Las Vegas. They have also been bribing local politicians and federal electees as well. Igor and Lev, remember, now, who are these guys? Oh, those are Giuliani's goons, guys. Those two clowns that you wouldn't dare invite to dinner on any occasion, right? All right, those goons, right? They were involved in that. Now, I'll tell you something else. Lev Parnas was also involved in a stock firm. You know, like you buy stocks like your 401k. Check it out. He was involved in three. And guess what? And he was the head of one. But guess what? All the feds shut down all three. Now, what these guys were doing, they had these phony companies, all right? And you were buying these phony stocks. And after they get a whole bunch of you guys in there, guess what? The price goes up. They dump the stock. They were doing that. They also had a check cashing place in New Jersey. And these guys were picking up bags of money, and sometimes on a daily and basis, if not less than bi-weekly. And one to haul was like 400 grand in cash. One was 800 grand in cash. We're talking about $200,000, $300,000, $500,000. These guys were picking up sometimes on a daily basis. You guys got to check this out. Follow the money. And now, these other two clowns that were arrested, oh, their names, let's see, David Correo and Andre Kushkin, okay? They wanted to start a company. Oh, they did start a company. Check their name out. Legacy Botanical Company, LLC. All right. Now, that's my 6 minutes of rage, and back to you, Q Lynn, EB, and Whitney.
I feel like it's appropriate that you playing this Italian, this Sopranos music, because I just had some cauliflower pasta. So, well, technically ain't real Italian food, but it's Italian-esque. Because it's like pasta.
Yeah, but I can't do it. Well, the reason why we're doing it.
I'm on the egg pill.
Right.
I'm sure
EB can attest to this, because these guys are goons. These guys are running this thing just like a mob.
Running the country.
That's right, like the mob.
It's all the games, you know, the Crips, Bloods, Vice Lords.
Yep. Yeah, the senators.
The essays, all that, the AKAs, mm-hmm. and the, wait, no, that's the wrong game.
The Republicans. That's the worst gang of them all.
Hey, tell me about it.
I'll just say it. I said a game, like, okay, if you rip your color, if you repping a color, can't nobody say nothing about it. You get in trouble. That sound like a gang to me, Whitney.
Yeah,
I'm not disagreeing.
Hey, tell me about it. I got a question for all three of you. Who out of the four of us, who would hang around with somebody by the name of Igor?
Igor.
Yeah, not me. So
think about that.
By myself.
That sounds like somebody that's unfortunate looking. If you got an ugly name, pretty much.
Igor.
You're probably unfortunate looking.
Hey, guys, but seriously, though.
Ain't that name of a character on Shrek?
I don't know. But you would name your son Igor.
Oh, that's an ugly name.
Oh, my God. Well, have you seen this guy? Have you seen
Igor? That's kind of like somebody that ain't getting no trick or treat candy tonight. I tell you that. They probably ain't got using masks. They named Igor.
Yep.
They'd be like, I ain't got on a mask. They'd be like, are you sure?
Hey, look here.
That's the name of Tyler, the Creator's last album is Igor. And if you look at the album cover, anytime somebody's name is Igor, I just imagine that they look just like he looked on that album cover. Like,
that's right.
That's Igor.
Huh? Hey, look here, check this thing out, guys. But no, seriously, they had set up all kinds of phony stuff to get money right, and they had this stock company. And let's say, for instance, they call you up, and if you didn't buy their stock from them, they would threaten you. They would threaten you.
Oh, shit.
Criminals.
So look here, I've got this stock, and you better buy it. If you want your kneecaps, if you want your kneecaps, you know, or how is your family tonight? Is your family okay? Okay.
I think I'm okay. Shit, I need y'all to be concerned. My life just flashed before my eyes. My eyes got blurry. Shit was on the smooth. Shit. Y'all need to be concerned about me.
And now, and guess what?
Old pipe hole. I thought I was about to die.
Let me tell you how stupid the White House is. They're trying to grant these guys executive privilege because they worked for Rudy. I'm serious.
What'd you say? I just missed completely what you said because I'm coughing up my life right now, and you keep going.
The White House.
What was you saying? I missed exactly what you just said.
They're thinking about giving these guys or granting these guys executive privilege because they worked for that rat Rudy Giuliani.
Oh no, that's not gonna happen.
It can't happen. This is crazy. It is crazy by the minute. If you dig deep into these stories, folks, it is wild.
They just updated. I just read earlier. It says they just voted. Wait, let me see. It says enters a new phase. A House vote on a resolution. It says formalizing the impeachment card. It says the measure drafted by House lays out the ground rules for public hearings, provides procedures. The president and his counsel respond to evidence, sets out the process for considering articles of impeachment in the Judiciary Committee in the full House. It says, Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the vote in a letter to House Democrats this week after weeks of noting that there is no requirement for a full House vote. The move means that the House is another step closer to voting on articles of impeachment against President Trump, says the House Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern from Massachusetts, Democrat Committee Chairman. It says the author of the House resolution told NPR that the vote means the House is entering a different phase, and it said that he expects Democrats to be largely united on the vote, and that, in brief, this was earlier this week, so they already voted. It says that the vast majority of the House backed the inquiry. It says two members broke with leadership for a final vote, 232 and 196. So the 232 votes is yes on the impeachment inquiry, and the 194 is the no. And it says the move is also a way for Democrats to try to take away the primary attack from Republicans, who for weeks have been laying on the same about shit. It says, I don't give a shit. It's talking about Ohio Representative Jordan. I don't give a shit. He's talking about every single, it says, the House Oversight Committee and reliable ally of Trump predicted that every single Republican would vote against the resolution. Who gives a shit what he talk about anyway? I don't know why they...
Right, he's a crook too. He's a crook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He don't give a shit. Listen,
right.
Like I said, they didn't even need to do that because it's all going to be majority vote. Like I said earlier, the past few months, I said they don't need a damn vote on this because it's all going to be majority yes. Because they got the thing, like, they don't even need to take this shit. They don't need to get it. That's why Pelosi was like, it's a waste of time because everybody gonna vote yes on it. That's what I'm saying. They about to speed up the process and get his ass up out of here. And the only thing I'm worried about, like I said, his executive privilege, when he gets impeached, then he won't have any executive privilege. And that's the only thing that I cared about in this whole thing. And it says, that Adam, what's his name, Skiff? Is that how you say his last name? The committee, the intelligence committee chairman. You know what I'm talking about, Adam, is that how you say his name, Schiff or Skiff? Don't nobody know Schiff. His name?
Now, who is that?
Skiff.
Adam.
Oh, Adam
wait,
Schiff. Adam Schiff.
Because I'm effing it up.
You talking about Adam Schiff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Schiff.
Yeah. It says, Sif said that he has not indicated which witnesses he would call, I guess, to preside over the public hearings or whatever. When they start the public hearings, he hasn't decided. I guess because they're trying to nail down the right one that was there during the call, I guess. Either the one that was taking the transcript or was just there. I don't know if it specifies. I don't know who was all in the room. I guess they're trying to specify
right.
that.
Like, if he's trying to get the guys that were on the call.
Or somebody taking the notes. Right, exactly.
The guys that were taking
Which
the call.
Probably could, yeah. Which they said they had both of those. It's been both of those. It said there was like multiple people that were in the room that overheard it and then the person taking the transcript. So, either way, I guess they're just trying to specify, like, who was the one. You know what I mean? So it's not like hearsay kind of thing. And they said they found one of the whistleblowers. It's two whistleblowers, but I don't know if it's the one that overheard him saying it or the one taking the notes or whatever. So they haven't specified that. So I guess they're going to figure that out once they do the hearings or whatever. But yeah, like I said, it's going by pretty fast. So like I said, it might be happening pretty soon because the fact they've already got this, like I said, it's just the process is happening the way it's supposed to happen, and so we just gotta wait and see once we start getting to the hearings and all that shit to where, what's his name, Giuliani, and his Benjamin Franklin teeth, he just got his own counsel, his own counsel, so
that's
he
right.
definitely gotta get his damn story straight, as many lies he been telling, he gotta get, mm-hmm. he gotta go before, not even just in the hearings, but once they get to the thing to where they gotta testify, under oath and all that shit. Oh yeah, he
got
to definitely get his shit together.
Well, see, he's in a bit of trouble because you know he got 500. Now those goons were supposed to be working for him, yet they paid him $500,000. Now wait a moment, if you work for somebody, don't they supposed to pay you? So that was a big question there. Then he also got another $1 million from this Russian oligarch. Now you have to figure. Now wait a minute, hold it. Now, there's a law. If you're taking money from any foreigner, you've got to report it. Now, those two goons were born here in the United States. All right. They were born, they're Russian bred or something like that, but I think they were born here. They are, U.S. citizens. However, the Russian oligarch, he got another $1 million from him. And who knows, how Rudy been lining up his pockets, right? I guarantee you, he's been pimping countries around the world, right? And said, I'm doing this on the behalf of Donald Trump. So there's a whole lot going on there. I think Rudy's going down. I honestly believe that. What do you think, EB?
He can't keep his mouth shut. He of course he's going down. Like he can't keep his mouth shut.
He looked like he lost his chance. It don't surprise me that he don't pay people that he looked like he sniffed feet. So it don't surprise me that
he
looked
like a foot.
He looked like something that's dead, that's grown, that ain't growing no more outside. That's what he looked like.
Ew.
He looked like he didn't came alive and died. He looked like he didn't die twice in life. That's what he looked like.
He does resemble an old horse, don't he? Look like an old horse.
He got a Benjamin Franklin teeth.
Yeah, you know what they do when the horses go? They go out back and they shoot it. I'm from the country. We take the horse out back and we shoot it.
It got to go.
He looked like he needed a new prescription for his glasses. He was like he 20 years late. I think he can't because he always squint. How you squinting? Got glasses on. That's all I don't understand. Because he know he's lying. Nigga, upgrade your prescription. Look like he can't see. Look, built like Danny DeVito. Get out of here. He angry. That's why he angry because he's small. How tall is he? 5'2"? Was he 4'11"? He looks that tall. Didn't his wife find out he divorced her on live TV or something like that?
Yep, sure did.
He raggedy and shit, man. That's just raggedy. Why are the people like this that live forever, man? Evil people, man, live forever. What is with that? It's like all the good people that we gone. We lost John Witherspoon. Yesterday, mm-hmm. It's like why all the good people got to go? God, Mr. Spoons is no longer with us, but we got to stick here with Rudy Giuliani. And what'd you call him, Gooseneck? We got to stay with Gooseneck.
Yeah, Gooseneck McConnell.
that got dished at Representative Elijah Cummings.
I don't never know that man's first name. I know him as Gooseneck McConnell. If anybody ever asked me, like, what's his first name? I'm like, Gooseneck. That is his name to me. Gooseneck McConnell.
That's it.
Orange mushroom.
Uh-huh. You got lefty left eye Lindsey Graham.
Left eye. Left eye lefty.
I'm telling you, it's a...
There's another one.
There's another one.
Is that
what it is? His left eye do be leaking. I thought he was an alcoholic. I thought he did cocaine because his eyes water so much and he red all the time. I was like, do you do cocaine? He got old.
People's eyes water when they do cocaine a lot. That's what that is.
Their eyes be red.
They be red. The blood start red.
They red when they do the pinches. When they do the... No, the pinches. When they do the pinches on that dollar bill.
Yep.
Lindsey Graham look like he take Graham. That's all I'm saying.
Man, that fool.
Like he on Graham.
Right. Did you see that fool like going back with the Clinton impeachment trial and versus this one? He's telling a whole different story, right? He's saying, well, you don't need to have a crime to impeach the president. All right. And now he's talking about, oh man, you guys don't have anything. This guy, he's up for reelection too. He needs some of that Trump money. These guys, I tell you what, he needs some of that Trump money to be reelected.
You called him leaky. I can't get over you called him leaky. What'd you say? Leaky eye? What'd you say?
No, left eye.
Lefty left eye Lindsey. Left eye Lindsey, that's on them grams. We get to, we'll be taking me out, baby. Now I can't picture nothing but his left eye leaking. And it'll make me think he owe some grams. That's all I'll be thinking about.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah, we're going to go to Raggedy News. I only had a little bit. I was just going to go. I didn't really, really gloss over what was going on in the news topic. So if y'all have something before I say mine, I only got a little bit. But y'all got any Raggedy News stories?
I didn't have this week. I wasn't really paying too much attention to everything going on. I think today the most I've paid attention to was just like the CNN updates about the vote, but everything else I haven't been paying too much attention. But this is maybe a first. I can't call nobody raggedy this week. I don't know. I don't think nobody's been raggedy.
I'm gonna say raggedy to the people that it's a story I just read. It said there's a mama found heroin her kids. Her kid's trick-or-treat bag. Listen, I know
what?
You
guys. She found what? And her kid's trick-or-treat?
Listen, I know they give it to me in the nap time. I tell you that damn much. Them motherfuckers gonna be nine new snack time at school. You give some of that snack. That's a whole different kind of.
So you let them have a cue in.
They was like, forget the melatonin. We're going to go straight to the... You ain't getting no melatonin vitamin. You're going to get this smack right here, the hair rod. That's what you're going to get.
Don't mess up
get the hair rod.
Don't mess them up.
Hair rod and the Reese's Pieces. That's where it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm
oh, saying. Man. They go, listen, they be like, Miss Johnson, what's the... I'm talking to a 12-year-old. They just gonna be sleep like a motherfucker snoring. They gonna be they can't even get through the third period without gonna have a kid addicted to drugs at 7-10. Wait, let me see how old the kid was. I can't figure out how they sneak heroin in the kid's snack bag or trick-or-treat bag. How do you even do that? What candy looks like heroin?
Easy.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah,
what kind of candy looks like heroin?
That's from like, how does that?
I thought it looked like cocaine. That's what I thought it looked like.
I just always thought heroin was, I thought it was liquid. I mean,
yes, so I'm sitting here like, do I not know heroin?
Oh, it ends up being liquid?
It starts in another form?
Oh, yeah, it's powder.
How does that even get in the bag? I know they just drop a syringe in there.
Easy. You put it in a little plastic bag, you know, like they do, you know, like those dime sacks.
Right.
Julian, you the one who's slinging and swinging. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what's going on. Hey, guys, it's not a bitch.
I swing as shit. I was so mean. I thought you could be fine out here. I ain't doing nothing.
I was making
open work money. Y'all would be talking to me like this.
Well, you never did, you know, clear up that trip you took to Mexico. You were gone for those weeks. You never cleared that up.
We never knew what happened.
I've been cleared up. I don't know how many times on this show. Because I turned my phone off. Then enjoyed myself. I get accused and get defamation of my character that I'm out here doing stuff illegally.
Uh-huh.
Just disrespectful. Listen, you don't hear me bringing up old stuff like you being nickel trick out here in these streets and getting nickel and dime selling your body or dancing your body in them tidy whities listening to Lattimore. You don't have to tell your business no more.
Oh my God.
Hey, y'all ain't gonna be hating on Lattimore.
I'm just saying, that was your theme music coming out. Let's straighten it out.
Oh my God.
Got the nickels and dimes sprinkled across your chest hairs.
That's just wrong.
Get your chest money up.
That's wrong.
I'm just saying. Don't call me swinging and swinging. We just don't know what happened.
Yeah, we didn't.
I've been told y'all. Y'all just keep trying to keep that a running joke on here.
Oh,
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Nickel trick.
Right. Hey, Whitney, were you gonna do a fundraiser for it too? Weren't you gonna do a fundraiser?
Ain't this about
it? Oh, this about
this
fundraiser.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was you and I.
With homemade parmesan, some hot sauce on the side. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel that would do well.
I don't need no fundraiser because all this is fabrication, people.
I don't need no fundraiser.
Oh.
Listen, I'm clearing this up now for the hour because I got to do my taxes next week. This is my last tax form until 2020. Listen, y'all not about to mess. Listen. To anybody listening in that works for the Internal Revenue Service, I am not any part of nothing illegal. The tax form, the documents I'm giving y'all is all legal. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I ain't got no extra money.
All those extra,
I pay the money that I'm supposed to pay.
Yeah. What are that extra money? Those donations or where did extra money come from? Or gifts?
This is money that I'm getting from my, listen, this is, like I said, the honest working that I'm doing.
Okay.
My gig, my portion,
honest
I put
work.
It
That's
in
right.
there
honest.
Where they can get it and be done. Listen, cause y'all not about to have me out here, on, oh, I got to help, 2028, I gotta pay 50,000 for shit like that, cause y'all out here making up shit.
Yeah.
Got people looking at it like, hey, how you get this?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Going through all her finances.
Yeah.
They trying to find out what's going on.
They go through enough. They dissect too much of my finances. So we going to keep all this. I'm going to keep everything. Listen. We just trying to get some clarification going on. To listen to all this. Everything they saying is fabrication and lies. And the truth ain't in none of them. So don't believe none of them because they be making up stuff.
Oh.
And we don't get on that. They be making up stuff.
So
every time they be making up stuff.
So they're gifts. Those are gifts, right?
Listen, you don't hear me talk about your chicken dinners that you get from your church. What do you call yourself? Solicitor General? And they put on the very white voice and said Solicitor General or something like that. You said,
yeah, what'd you say, Will?
Soliciting chicken plates.
I did say solicitor general. I did say that.
Yeah,
solicitor. Listening, so.
Oh my goodness.
I ain't doing none of that. But yeah. I'm trying to get some more stuff. Yeah, it says LeBron. Wait, no, that's a savvy news story. No, I'm just saying. I was going to say it's raggedy.
Put him in raggedy.
Yeah.
That's so messed up. I love you, LeBron.
Oh, shit. Where was Savvy? Was his hairline coming apart the other night?
Hey,
I don't know where he got that from.
Hey.
That baby.
Hey.
He put it back where he came. That thing sweated off. Davis was like, hey, no, your hair is coming off. I saw the video. If he make another headband, he gonna be wearing a Scully in a minute. If his headband get any wider, that motherfucker gonna be a Scully. He gonna have a skull cap next game. He about to wear one of Marvin Gaye caps on the floor. He keep making them even wider. That hairline is, and then been through it. Just shave it off, man. That's definitely a raggedy, man. You need to fire your barber for not making sure when that sweat glistens on your head that hairline stay up there.
The hair ain't made for all of that, though. Like, he out here playing a professional
sport.
You gotta let that go for the game.
He got enough money to buy, like, the good, like, a nice wig, something that ain't gonna, you know, that can't bleed or run. I mean, I don't understand. Like, and that's why, you know, going to the barbershop and trying to get yourself cut. That's why I just had to start cutting my own hair, because everybody want to paint. Even when you got hair, they still want to paint your hair on. And, you know, I sweat. So as soon as I leave the barbershop, I get down the block, and it's running down my face looking like oil. I mean, I look like Jermaine Jackson, and I don't get it.
Shoe dye running down your face. Yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like. I don't get why. I ain't trying to tell no man trying to live his life. You know, men do what you want to do with your hair, but it just ain't for me.
Jermaine Jackson used shoe polish for his edge of control.
I don't know what that is. That
should be shiny.
Oh, no.
It don't ever move.
It doesn't. It's not going to.
He be shiny, his hair and his skin. Like, how you shiny everywhere?
You use candle wax to keep that dew. That should look hard to the touch. Look like one of them Ken doll hairs. That's what it looked like.
It's exactly
from the 90s. It looked like one of them Ken dolls. They're like, if you touch it, it feel like a Ken Barbie doll. But yeah, let me see. I don't know. Y'all got any more? Y'all said y'all don't have any more?
I will say over here in New York, this is raggedy. NYPD and the MTA, Metro Transit Authority, they have devoted 500 more cops to crack down on fare evasion. And I think, like, last week they pulled a gun on a man, and they also, in separate incidents, they tased a teenager. And it's like, you're doing all of this over $2.75. And these people, number one, probably just did not have. But number two, like, why are you devoting policemen to do this? And you know the relations between minorities and policemen, especially at this time. But, y'all, they drew their guns on a man because they suspected that he jumped the turnstile to ride for free. Over $2.75. I'm so glad somebody got that on, like, somebody recorded that. That's the one good thing about cell phones and the age of social media, that people are able to document this. And they were able, and I think that's probably a lot of what saves a lot of lives. It's just that people see the phone and they be like, okay, let me be smart here. But $2.75, they pulled their guns on a man. And then another incident, they tased a teenage boy.
Wow.
They're raggedy.
Wow.
I tell you what's raggedy than that. Police officer handcuffs and arrested a 6-year-old child. And they've been doing that over and over around the country. Locking up little children, man. Who in the hell needs to put a kid in handcuffs? Come on. Now I know some of y'all got these little bastards out there that they're unruly as hell. I understand that. All right. But I mean, to put a kid in handcuffs, come on, man. 6 years old.
Yeah, no, it's excessive force. It's excessive. I mean, it just don't make sense.
It's not necessary. There's no reason for that at all. And then what is that kid supposed to think after that? Because they obviously not like staying. They're not going to prison and staying there. Like it's sick. They're gonna come back out, go home. How are they supposed to think and feel with authority and policemen afterwards? Like that's messed up. That's beyond messed up. Like what is raggedy. I'll just stop.
Right. Yeah, look here, check
that.
This out.
I don't get that.
An Orlando police officer who handcuffed a 6-year-old for having a tantrum reportedly arrested an 8-year-old in a separate incident and now is under an internal investigation. Internal investigation, you fire his ass.
Right.
That's right.
Quick,
simple. That's it.
Man.
Fired.
It makes no sense at all.
Also,
and you go grow up, I tell you what you're doing. You turn a whole bunch of young kids or young people against the police officers. So is that what you really want? Right? It's stupid.
Exactly
no. Lack of training, no training, insufficient training, call it whatever you want. But that is, and then if you go to how in the world, police officers, don't they go through a psychological exam and a whole bunch of different exams before you accept it? How in the hell they accepting these stupid bastards on anyway? I don't understand it. How do you get that job?
Sound like something wrong with the exam. Yep.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. Because your granddaddy worked for us, you gonna get a job, boy.
Do that again.
Yeah. You know your granddaddy worked for us. He was a good old boy. Oh yeah, he was one of us.
Good old boy.
Yeah. That's how it happened.
Oh, that's funny.
Do it one more time, cause that.
Oh yeah, he used to hang out there, you know, at Long John's with us. Oh yeah, we'd drink up some beers and smoke up some cigars and spit snuff, and you know, I have a good old time, boy.
You said do snuff? Is that what you said?
And snuff.
He said do snuff. That is hilarious. Okay, we're gonna go to the next story for Will take me out. Do it one more time, Will. That was hilarious.
Y'all come on down every Saturday, boy. We gonna do some snuff, you know, drink some liquor, some corn liquor. You know, white lightning, boy.
Corn liquor.
Look here. Out of the mason jar.
Woo, out the mason jar.
That's me right now.
I love it. Well, I went to the bathroom. I'm going to quit. You make me go to the bathroom myself. You're going to make me.
That's right.
You're going to make me have the. Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on. Because my side hurts. I can't get it out. That was hilarious. That was freaking, oh my god. Okay, let me gather myself. Okay, the next story in Wacky News is...
You're right, Cleveland. You all right?
You said what?
Are you all right?
What voice is that? Who are you channeling to do that voice? Who are you doing in that voice? Which one? What are you doing that? Whose voice is that? They watch Little House on the Prairie. They watch, what's another old show? They watch,
Oh, you talking about Green Acres?
Green Acres, they watch.
Oh my god.
They watch some old westerns. Oh. John Wayne fans.
Andy Griffin.
They listen to Elvis Presley. What they think of Elvis Presley, Will?
There ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Green Acres.
Is he the king of rock and roll?
Green Acres is the place to be.
It's the place to be. Hell, that's my shit. I love that show. Oh, I told y'all I'm an old country man.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Get to the next story.
Yeah, because this show is out of control. It's out of control. Out of control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hilarious. Senator Christopher Coon, I think he's a Caucasian version of a coon. After what he said on he said on TV, because you know Trump, you know, went to the one was it the baseball World Series or whatever. He went to one of them games and he got booed.
Oh yes, I loved it.
That's a savvy news, but the senator gonna say he gonna get on to talk about the office of the president deserves respect. Let me tell you something. Looking like an ape, Ron Howard out here.
Tell him.
Let me tell you something, man. This respectability you got. Listen, what is with Caucasian people in this privilege thinking that he has desecrated that office to the point to where you don't even know if it's a presidency or a reality show star that's trying to sell one of his businesses. Like, he's like a bad car salesman. That's what the president
that's right.
is right now. And so, for you to try to say, let's respect the presidency, when the president himself don't even respect the White House that he in right now, is ridiculous. And this respectability politics that the Democrats are, you are not better than nobody just because you tried to be fucking civil and shit to these Republicans. These Republicans don't give two shits about y'all. That's trying to play this respectability politics. They don't give a shit. That's the problem with y'all. Y'all be always trying to be civil with people that when it came, if you gave them the same luxury of trying to be decent, they ain't got a decent bone in their body. Ain't none of them got no morals or no respect because they let all this go on. So for you to try to put presidents on, oh, we need to respect the office. Take your old ass, looking like you was part of the Andy Griffith show, with your old looking ass, looking like Ron Howard out here in these streets. Take your old ass somewhere and sit out somewhere. That's why I need Elizabeth Warren to overtake Joe Biden. Like, as soon as it get close down to, like, the main three or four, like, I need people to go overdrive. Because what they're trying to do is trying to get somebody, like, clean cut that run against Trump. But I don't think Biden can, I don't think nobody gonna vote. I don't know. Biden,
man,
I think he's way out of touch. I think the progressives, because what they're trying to do is, the DNC, they're trying to block all the progressives from getting in because they think Elizabeth Warren is a capitalist. And that's bullshit because everybody's a capitalist. Anybody that purchases shit in America is a capitalist. Everybody here is a part of capitalism. Whether you are a person that benefits from capitalism or you the one that's getting taken advantage of, everybody's part of capitalism.
Mm-hmm. Because
if you buy shit in America, if you got a car, if you got an American-made car, if you eat goddamn McDonald's and Burger King every day of the week, whatever, if that's your choice, if you buy clothes in America, pretty much you are part of capitalism. So to try to run that, like, oh, she's this, she wants that, like, come on now. Like, we all part of capitalism, so to try to act like that. Bernie Sanders, he bought a cheeseburger away for not being with us no more. I need him to, what's a Jewish meal to eat? What's a Jewish meal?
Matzo ball soup.
Matzo ball, he need to partake of that. And deal with whatever his responsibility is in his Congress job and be okay with that. I'm needing him to get out the race and go eat some kafilka fish. Is that a Jewish food too? Is that a Jewish food?
I don't know what
that
now. I've only heard of it. It don't sound good to me.
Listen, whatever. He needs to buy out the race. Whatever Jewish meal he consumes, he needs to get into that and get out the race. He's like, yo, what's his plans anyway? Don't he just be taking other people's ideas and trying to act like it is?
So terrible. Wow.
I know he wants health care for all. We already know that. He wants health care for all.
How old is he? 87? How old is he?
148.
148. Yeah, he need about. Don't they eat bagels? Don't Jewish people like bagels?
Yeah, bagels, lox and bagels. Yep, that's what they thought of.
Bagels. what is it, shakshuka? What's it called to get some of that shit in the system? They eat that. Wow. I think. What's that? I'm trying to think of. yeah, get a bagel, get that, and then be cool. Like, do whatever job you're trying to do. And you know, because this presidency, I don't think you're going to be with us in 2024. I'm just being honest. I'm having
doubts about him being with us in 2020. I mean, you talked about 2024.
I mean, right, exactly. But yeah, get you a hot deli sandwich. Get your corned beef. I know Jewish people like corned beef. Eat corned beef. Get your corned beef sandwich. Get your corned beef sandwich in. Okay, we're going to move on. I guess we can do savvy news. Like, I mentioned LeBron James earlier. He's providing kids. He's using his taco truck to help the first responders. That those fires that's going on in California. He's sending taco trucks to help with the first responders battling the fires or whatever. So shout out to him. You know, you got one savvy story. You know, but. That hairline. We need you to shave that, get you some shaving cream and a good razor. And we need you to just lock in that. Keep the beard if you want to. It's optional. But I need you to take it that you
no,
bald in the front
the
and the back.
That's not we optional. Need you to... you got to keep the beard, LeBron.
Yeah, that face is pretty strong. He got a strong jawline. That jawline is pretty strong. So he need to. Because that thing gone in the front and the back. Yeah, when it start going in the back, okay, you can't really see it, but in the front, oh man, that whole thing gone. And I'm like, in that, whatever they painted on ain't helping. So, but yeah, y'all got any savvy news? Listen, I told you I'm from that, that's why I didn't hit y'all with it because I did have one more.
I know we talked about, we put Lisa Ray in Savvy News a couple weeks back, like the Queen Mother of Ghana thing, and she was on the Wendy Williams show this week, and she gave a little more, it was like gossipy, but she was talking about why they called her the Queen Mother of Ghana, and she's opening a school there, so I thought that was very savvy, like that's her focus is education, and she's opening. Well, she said several small schools in Ghana. So I thought that was, you know, savvy enough to put her on Savvy News again.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah. I saw Uncensored on Sunday, too.
Oh, yeah. You don't hold back.
She was raw with it. She was like, she was talking about, they were going through a childhood first or whatever. Because I go to Chicago so much. Like, it's the people show me, like, they was like, oh yeah, the West Side of Chicago, like her daddy used to be, I don't know how we got in conversation, but they was telling me, man, her daddy, man, was the guy back then. And he had like so much going on. And then they told me the stories behind that. And then when she started telling the story, she started telling all the good, like, oh, how her parents got married and all that stuff and had her. I was like, yeah, that's nice and dandy, but get to the good part. Let's get to your daddy being shot. And then leaving the house and then, you know, living with the woman that got him shot and then had a baby. She didn't name that part, but she got to that part.
I had questions about
that. Let's get to the real of this situation.
Because once her father, once he was paralyzed, didn't he have kids after that or no? Because I'm like, can you?
Yeah, he did. That's what I'm talking about. I was like, let's talk about.
But that's the thing. Like, if you're paralyzed,
baby,
then how are you? I mean,
well, the thing,
can you feel
well,
that?
Well, listen, this ain't nothing I researched a little bit. Some people that I know.
Ooh, me, I need to know. I mean, can you feel it though?
They said the thing's still working. It still get hard. It's just the legs don't work. But everything else works.
But can he feel it though? Like,
yeah, he can feel it. Yeah.
Hey!
Hello, somebody.
Well, that's savvy right there. That's some savvy news.
What's that 90 song? I got the feeling, yeah.
Hey.
What's the song?
Feeling something he can feel.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
To let him know his love
I do have one more savvy news. And this is a music-related one. India Arie, have y'all heard her song, Steady Love?
Yeah.
It's her first song ever that has been number one on the Billboard Adult R&B Song Chart, which is weird because you would have thought like NDIRE has songs, but this is her first song ever, so she topped the chart finally about 75 years into her career. But because I like NDIRE. I love NDIRE because I think vocally, like she do her thing vocally. Listen, that Voyage to India album has saved my life, but no, I thought it was savvy that she reached the chart finally.
Wow. Why'd the finally part have to?
Because I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it that it's been, I was like, she got brown skin, she got video, she got little things, like so many songs. You would have been like, this is your first time reaching number one? Like, wow.
Speaking up against
hey.
Sit down. Let me see. Yeah, that's all, y'all. That's all I got for you. Rest on the John Witherspoon. Shout out to
definitely
his family. And it's so crazy because I was watching like two interviews he did like last week, and then I watched one. I think it was a Vlad interview. I just watched that not that long ago.
Yeah, it was like all of us. Well, from what his family said, it was all of us. Oh, you got to coordinate.
Coordinate. And I watch Wayne Brothers like almost every night on MTV2.
Same. Me and QLM be watching the same stuff on TV. It'd be hilarious.
Listen, I love Wayne Brothers. That is one of my top favorite shows. Because Marlon is so over the top. It's so funny. The way he...
Listen, people talk about them.
He'd be
dapping
people
up.
He'd have to die. He'd be like, what's up, man? Yeah. He'd be like, you be doing all that. You be helpful. Be making all that noise.
Marlon Wayans.
Giving them that.
Definitely.
It is funny.
Definitely
he's
one of
like,
the best parts.
Bang, when my love goes, bang, bang, bang. You better run. I like when he sung that song.
Little thing.
Pop, 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 sugar, pop, sugar, pop. And he started doing that dance. Man, that's my show. They didn't put that on Netflix or something. That is my show. But yeah. Shout out to the family of John Witherspoon. May y'all, you know, I know I just go to the movies when he was talking about Public Enema. Turn that damn Public Enema off. He's like, I got your ass right here. He's like, oh, you got me old. I'm gonna have your old. I'm about to have him on the line right now. He's like, hold on. Like, all that damn noise. And then Friday, oh man, don't even get me started. And Boomerang, oh man, hold it all day.
Right.
Marcus, but yeah, I ain't gonna give it to the
whole
thing.
Every time I come in the kitchen. In the kitchen.
In the goddamn
damn refrigerator. All
the damn food.
All the hog maw. All the chicken. All the collard greens. All the hog maw. I like some of that shit too.
I like big feet.
Then I tell you to take out the trash. Why'd you do it?
Boy, you better get a job or go to school.
I was asleep.
Hey, what movie was that? When he slapped his mom?
He's like, I come out feeling 5 pounds lighter.
Brand air freshener.
So nobody go in the bathroom.
Yeah, for about 30 minutes.
35 minutes.
Yeah, 35, 40 minutes. Hey, what movie was that when he slapped his mom? What movie was that?
Hit me in the ass, son. Hit me right in the ass.
That was next Friday.
I got bit in the ass. Your mama. He's like, I told you. You didn't tell me shit. Go outside without that damn noise. I can't hear it off. And quit saying like that damn noise. He's not like my grandpa.
Man, yes.
But
yes,
man.
Soul
Tavern is radio, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We're here every Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll be back next week with a special guest. And thank you, Will, for with the music. The Dionne Warwick was kicking all night. All the jams. Classic. Thank you again to the team of Dionne Warwick for letting the interview happen. Love Miss Warwick. We love all the music. She's legendary. Icon. So thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
The Soul 70 Show.
You said hello again.
You're listening to the Soul Savage Show every Thursday here on StudioW.com. StudioWBuzz.com. The thought of you keeps running through.